Francis Leach, hello again.
Good morning to you, Fran, and a good morning it is if you're a cricket fan.
What happened?
1 for 337 Australia.
Oh, yes.
So he won the first test, and big centuries from Chris Rogers, who remains 158 not out, and Steve Smith, 129 not out. It was a batting display that was masterful and ruthless from the Australians, who were obviously stung by that performance in Cardiff. The only player to miss out was David Warner, who looked like he was getting himself into form in that first session, but he stupidly skied a ball from Moeen Ali. He'd already hit 10 runs from him in the over. He was trying to bash him out of the attack. He was caught by James Anderson. After that, though, it was all one-way traffic as Smith and Rogers put on a whopping 259 runs, coasting past the previous highest record, second wicket stand by an Australian pair at Lord's by Don Bradman and Bill Woodford's 231 in 1930. Rogers, this is a great story for him. 750s in his last eight innings, agonisingly close in Cardiff with a 95. He's the Middlesex captain. He plays a lot of his cricket at Lord's. This was his finest moment there and his last test match there. So Australia in a commanding position at 1 for 337
now,
after day one.
Francis, I don't want to cast any doubts over the capacity of our batsmen, but does this say anything about the pitch?
Yeah, the pitch is awful for bowlers, Fran. I watched the first two sessions last night. There is nothing in it. That being said, though, Jimmy Anderson really couldn't find his rhythm, and he didn't have much support from Mark Wood as well. He bowled so well in that first test. So the Australian bowlers will get the benefit of bowling on it as it dries out and maybe provides a bit of variable bounce. But if they can put together a really imposing first total of 500, 600 plus, they won't lose this test. They give themselves a chance to win.
Yeah, it seems like winning the toss is important. It's going to be important in this series. In tennis, Bernard Tomic has been arrested in Miami.
Yeah, Tennis
Australia.
Playing
his music too loudly.
Yes, exactly. Hall of shame indeed. Tennis Australia obviously employing a clairvoyant. He's been arrested at the W South Beach Hotel for basically telling them to fig off after they told him to turn it down in his $10,000 a night penthouse suite. Obviously playing tennis at a mediocre way.
Yeah.
Obviously pays very well indeed. After three
at
attempts
age 22.
Exactly. Three attempts to quieten down. It was off to the police house where he spent the entire day, a bond of just $2,000, so he can obviously afford that. But I think Darwin, where the Davis Cup gets underway today, must seem like a better option to him right now than Miami.
Yeah, I wonder. In the NRL meantime, let's talk of something positive, a major milestone for a player many view as the best in the world right now. Cameron Smith plays his 300th for Melbourne Storm tonight and been in a bit of a storm lately.
Yeah, the Alex McKinnon furore has rocked Cameron Smith, but he seems to have recovered from it really well, saying that he's would like to have spoken to McKinnon and dealt with the issue, but he's moved on. 300 games tonight, vital for the Storm, who've lost their past four matches on the verge of falling out of the top eight. Have not done that since 2012. But Smith, with his 300 games, including 79 for Australia and Queensland, on top of that, is probably the best player in the world, many consider. Certainly a player that that his coach, Craig Bellamy, regards as the best he's ever coached, and he'll get a rousing reception from the very, very loyal Melbourne Storm faithful tonight as they take on the Panthers. The other game is Heritage Round. It's the Eels and the Dogs, a Western Sydney grudge match, harking back to the era of those great grand finals in 84 and 86. It should be a cracking encounter between the 12th place Eels, who are in good form, one, I think, four of their last five, and the Dogs. So that's going to be a big night in Sydney too.
Terrific. Francis, thanks. Talk to you again at 7:30.
See you, Fran.
Francis Leach from Grandstand.